Welcome to Good News from the Good Book with Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church, located in Kinross, Michigan. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you a message from God's Word.
Take your Bibles, turn to Joshua and chapter 1. Tonight, of course, again, be preaching on the tabernacle, trusting God is going to bless in a great way. Let me testify before I do any reading. Thank you for praying for Bible camp this week. What happened at Canaan Land this week is why we have camp. I was able to speak directly. On Thursday night, there were 80 decisions made. Amen. 80. Unbelievable. This is the second biggest camp we have ever had as far as a teen week. And right from the beginning to the end, and man, did it end hot. I was able to talk eyeball to eyeball and pray with several young men that know they're called to preach now. And they were weeping. And just an amazing week. It's gone, you know, it's behind us, and it'll impact teenagers' lives forever. And if you weren't there, you didn't get it, and okay, get your eyes on God, and let's move on. But for everybody that was there, it was amazing. And then on Thursday night, our friend, Brother Stone, our Canadian preacher friend, preached on hell, and I'll never forget it. Now, he preached on hell, and then he did a little illustration at the end. That I'm thinking about that illustration. Two of the last three nights when I went to bed, the last thing I thought of was that illustration. Preached a great doctrinal message on hell. Then he had all the shutters closed in the tabernacle, all rays of light as best we could, so it was outer darkness, just a small illustration of what hell is going to be like. And then people with different birthdays, after hearing this good Bible message, he was going to take us to hell for 30, 40 seconds. And people were supposed to scream what it is. They were, okay, you scream about this, you cry about that, you sob like you would if your heart was broken in a billion pieces. And I never heard anything like that. It was like a train come. It was like, ooh, and it was like a wail. Anybody here that thinks they're going to go to hell and party with their friends, you have no idea. And I'm a man. And for 10 seconds, it was no problem. Then it got to 15. It was powerful. I just don't know. I don't know how to tell you. I can't tell you about it. But you need to understand, God answered prayers at Canaan Land. And lives were impacted forever. I've talked to several teenagers since then. They're saying, I say, what'd you think about Thursday night? And they just kind of, they're speechless. We have no idea. And that was just an illustration. That's all that was. I'll tell you this, 62-year-old preacher, I'm saying Thursday night changed my life forever, the rest of my life. It did. Powerful. You say, oh, you're just scaring people. Yep. That's what he did. Wow. Well, anyway, okay, let's get to the scripture here this morning. Joshua in chapter 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying. And by the way, God calls and blesses ministers, servants, people that are already serving. Let's all stand together. Everybody standing. I'll read just a few more verses. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. It's time. It's 2019. It's harvest time. We need to understand that as the church. First several verses, this isn't my text, just the lead up to it. It's time to come out of the spiritual fog. It's time to rightly prioritize and understand people are dying and slipping away from us all the time. Some of them are going to hell. God is looking for a people that have enough faith and enough fight in them to do the work of God. God bless this preaching. God, please take over in this service. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. This life of New Testament Christianity is not for sissies. There are going to be all kinds of people that have one foot in the world and one foot, you know, trying to serve God. And, you know, more power to them. They'll get some blessings spilled on them. But if they're living for this world and they're living for this life, and it's always about them, and it's always what I can get in my pockets and what I can get in my arms and what I can get in my garage or in my four walls, that's what it's always about. It's always about getting your way. And souls are going to hell all around you, and you're turning them off in the process. You're turning them away from God in the process. God is looking for a people with just a little bit of faith and a little bit of fight in them for the cause of Christ, and God is going to bless. We have become the flagship of the fleet, if I can use that terminology, for the cause of New Testament Christianity in northern Michigan. I say that, there's great responsibility with that, and I feel it. I know it to be true. Have you noticed, are there any preachers here this morning? I mean, outside our own church congregation? This will be the first Sunday since halfway through June, we haven't had preachers in our services, and that probably is going to happen tonight. And the reason is, people are looking here for leadership. I feel the responsibility. It's not about playing games and leading people in the wrong direction or even veering off in the wrong direction. It's about doing God's work. We have an awesome responsibility. I believe because of the faithfulness of God's people and the forbearance and the long-suffering and the mercifulness of God, I believe that God has raised up Fundamental Baptist Church for these last days of the church right here in northern Michigan. And there's all kinds of sister churches. They look to us. They call us. They speak to me on a weekly basis. They're looking here for leadership. What do you do here at Fundamental? How do we go about this? What an awesome responsibility. And again, I fear it. Let's not follow man. Yesterday, last Friday night, Dr. Al Stone, Captain Canada, stayed in the mission building after camp. Yesterday morning, I was out cutting grass before the rain came, and it takes about 4 hours or so. And I stopped into the mission building to use the restroom, and he was apparently upstairs showering, and he didn't know I was in the building, and he came down from the upper floor, and he had his pants on and a T-shirt and his hair slicked back and all wet. And he didn't know I was in the building, and he heard the lawnmower, so he looked out the door, but I was behind him, and I said, "Hey, Brother Stone," and you talk about all the moves of a kung fu fighter. Both his arms and both his legs went in four different directions. And, you know, it was like, and I don't know if he pulled the muscle or not, but it was like, and he screamed like a little girl. He says, "Oh, Raider, you did that to me." I said, "Man, I wasn't even trying." That's Captain. He was no Captain America. Not enough. He might be Captain Canada, but he is not Captain America. And as the Church of Jesus Christ, we have one head. His name is Jesus. And we're to follow him. Not follow him with our own little personal doctrines. It says here in chapter 1, that we're to hold to the word of God, that we're to be biblical fundamentalists. It says, be strong and of good courage, verse 6. For unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance, verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Now, and you're going to meditate upon it. God is going to bless. We have been called of God because God's word is forever settled in heaven, to make the Bible the authority in our lives. The carnal Christian will never make the Bible their authority. They'll agree with parts of it they like, but they're not reading the scripture, and God is not leading them along. God is preparing here in the context. He is preparing the people of Israel to cross over the River Jordan, to go into the promised land for great victories. There are just a couple of simple points I want to make this morning. And if you don't think churches are falling from good doctrine, right and left, got a letter that was given to me, one of our ex-church pastors or members that lived downstate, just found out that their pastor's a drinker. And he's been drinking, and even in the parsonage, Bible studies and beer. And the church is split. Man, it's the leadership. We need revival in Michigan. We need in the state in which we live, we need a hunger for righteousness. Amen. Don't listen to the world and run off in those directions. Everything we do here, it's a labor of love. None of it is a business decision. We don't make money on the buses. We don't make money at Bible camp. We don't make money at Maplewood. We don't make money in Sunday school. None of it. It's not a business, man. It is a ministry, and it is a labor of love. And we're going to do all we can for the cause of Christ. I've only have so much time this morning, but you need to know this. Great Lakes School of Bible and Ministry, however the word's going to work out. Man, there's two campuses going to start in September, and we got it rolling, and we've got the curriculum together, and we are moving. We're getting together again on Friday. We're moving ahead with great speed. We've got to turn out preachers. There are pastorates all over the state that don't have preachers. We want to start 30 churches by the year 2030 in the Great Lakes region. We already got Dearborn is number one, and Sarnia, Ontario is number two. We're moving ahead. We're going to do the work of God. Everything we do here at Fundamental Baptist Church is to grow men and women of God. That's what Sunday school is about. That's what Maplewood is about. By the way, great advantages of sending your kids to Maplewood. They won't hear four-letter words in the hallway. They aren't going to be taught socialism. They aren't going to be taught immorality. They're going to be taught by a teacher that loves God and loves them and prays for them. It's highly academic. It's going to be, the three R's and more. It's going to get chapel every week. God blesses. It's a great opportunity. And I want to say this. I'm kind of scattered a little bit this morning, but I'm just kind of throwing it all out. All right. God's ordained the church. God's ordained the family. God's ordained the church. And we have Maplewood Baptist Academy, and we've got Canaan Land and all that. Now listen. Wherever the lowest temperature is, spiritually speaking, you send your kids to Maplewood thinking they're going to be right with God and everything's going to be fine. When the temperature of your family is down here, after they graduate, that's where they're going. If Maplewood is down here, that's where they're going. If the family's up here, they're going to go, and they're going to go below that just a little bit. And if all we do is we're a stopgap and we help the family for a little bit, a few years while the children grow up, that's wonderful. But if we can get all three up here, we get all three right where they belong, I'm telling you, that's what makes the difference. That's where the servants of God come from. Go to Joshua and chapter 3. Joshua and chapter 3. One and a half to 2.5 million people in the Exodus. They've been wandering in the wilderness. Moses has died. God has taken him home. Now God has magnified Joshua just like he magnified Moses. And he made the same promises that Joshua that he made to Moses, the seed of Abraham, the covenant nation, all about claiming the land. All they had to do was show a little faith and a little fight, put some shoe leather to their faith, and God was going to bless. Joshua rose early in the morning, verse 1, and removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. It's good to be still and know that I am God. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. They spread the word, and they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites bearing it, then shall ye remove from your place and go after it. They're getting ready to cross the River Jordan. Jordan is at its flood stage. There are parts of Jordan, we don't know exactly where they crossed, but there are parts of Jordan that are 200 feet deep. There are parts of Jordan that is 10,000 feet wide. They're going to cross over, that's almost two miles. They're going to cross over on dry land. It just takes a little bit of faith and a little bit of fight. Oh, God is looking for somebody in Michigan that will believe him. And that will be the New Testament Christian, the Bible fundamentalist. And quit trying to manipulate the word of God to fit a lifestyle that isn't pleasing to God. We have been somewhat isolated because we are in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And preachers know exactly what I'm talking about. We don't have some of the influences, although that's changed, hasn't it? Man, it's like it's drifting north. And it's coming by way of technology and everything else. You know, the truth is, and we have got to battle this thing with both fists to do the work of God. And Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church. He's just looking for a people. So here's 1.5 to 2.5 million people ready to cross the River Jordan. The River Jordan, what a picture of life. Life is a raging river. Man, there's all kinds of difficulties in this raging river. But we just need to follow God. It came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, let Jesus guide you with his presence. The ark. Preaching on the tabernacle on Sunday night. A little 2-foot by 2-foot by 4-foot box with the mercy seat on top, covered in gold. Inside, the tablets, Aaron's rod that budded, the manna, the mercy seat on top, and Shekinah glory. If you were in Sunday school this morning, you heard a little bit about Shekinah glory. You'll hear about it some tonight as well as we get that second message on the tabernacle. It's a picture of Jesus Christ. Here the officers under the direction of Joshua, under the direction of God, are telling the people, don't move. You wait. When you see the Ark of the Covenant, when you see the Levites bearing that Ark, when you see Shekinah glory, and it passes before you, after it goes by, you fall in line behind him. Oh, the picture's obvious. Follow Christ. Follow Jesus. Follow God. You say, preacher, how do I know how to do that? Read the Bible. Study the scripture. Quit being spoon-fed. Get into the word of God yourself. Forget about your self-made religious philosophies. You're no expert on it. Not unless you're really in the book. Study the scripture. Joshua said, God told Joshua, you don't turn from the right, you don't turn from the left. I'll bless you. Every place you place your foot, it's yours. The Church of Jesus Christ, same deal. Man, if you'll stay on the straight and narrow, if you'll honor God, if you won't veer to the right, you won't veer to the left, and you just follow the word of God, you'll be that New Testament Christian, that biblicist, that fundamentalist. I'll bless you. The gates of hell will not prevail against you. Shekinah glory will be in the church. There'll be glory in the church. Next verse. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits or a little over 3,000 feet by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way before. So over a half a mile space between the, I got to stay with the microphone here this morning. We don't have our lapel mic. So there's a half a mile of space between that first tribe that follows in behind the Ark of the Covenant and the Ark of the Covenant. Because this is like a big ship. I mean, it takes a big space to steer 1.5 or 2.5 million people. That's very, very obvious. And the last thing we want to do is get ahead of God. The last thing we want to do, and we do that all too often, where we jump out in front of God, and then we cry out to God and ask for a rescue. Oh, God, I'm in a big mess now. God, would you help me? And we never followed him to start with. It's good to be fed and led by the hand of God. It's good to know that God is, you're in the center of God's will for your life. It's a mistake to get ahead of God. It's a mistake that reaps all kinds of bad consequences when you get ahead of God, and then you got to cry out for deliverance. How many times have you done that? And how many times in your life have you done your own thing, and then you got to cry out to God to rescue you, and cry out to God for his mercy, and cry out to God for deliverance, and you made another big mess instead of following God. God is looking for a people with a little bit of faith and a little bit of fight inside them, and he's going to bless. God is looking for a church with a little bit of faith and a little bit of fight, and he's going to bless. For ye have not, end of verse 4, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. I need the God of tomorrow, and I need him today. He says, man, you've not gone this way before. This is new territory. This is something you have never experienced. You need me to lead. Fundamental Baptist Church, we are poised. As long as you don't lose too many people along the way. Man, we are poised for greatness. I don't mean man-made greatness. It doesn't matter if nobody ever hears about us. I think that might have been a double negative. It doesn't matter if anybody ever hears of us. That's not what it's about. But we are poised to be that central, that church that God is able to bless, and God is able to splash over into other churches, and they understand what it's about. That we are poised for greatness in the eyes of God if we will just stay faithful. So I'm encouraging you this morning, before I get to the month of August, stay faithful. Don't throw in the towel. Man, don't change direction. Don't kick Christ to the curb. Don't start going in another direction. Not now. There's too much at stake. There are young men looking for direction and training for the ministry right now. We're going to be it. We're going to be part of that. We're not the only one, but we're going to be part of that. We're the one in Northern Michigan. Man, there are young ladies looking to God for direction. We're part of that. There are people outside our four walls, and there are a lot of people here this morning, but outside the four walls of this church, outside the four walls of this ministry, in every direction of the compass, there are people yearning to know Christ, looking for answers, looking for the truth. God forbid that we would be someone with blood on our hands. They look at our lives and the way we react and act, and we repel them away from Christ. God forbid that you and I would ever stand before God and we'd be responsible for someone not coming to Christ because of a poor lifestyle. Man, because of a poor heart. Because of someone that's just full of themselves. God's will is not a roadmap, if that's what you were looking for. It's a relationship. After you get born again, you be faithful right where you are, and God will bless you. Verse 5. Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Sanctify yourself. Cleanse yourself. Be set apart. Be willing. 15 teenagers received Christ last week. 15. It was pretty much a church crowd, but 15. Some from our church that we thought was saved. 15 really meant business with God. 58 souls were saved at Canaan Land this summer. Glory to God. Man, glory to God. We didn't have to have camp. Glory to God, we did. And everybody that worked, and if I had you stand right now, we should give you a hand. I mean, just from every direction, all kinds of people. God bless you. God bless you. You're part of the answer instead of part of the problem. And God will bless you. He probably already has. New Testament Christianity works. Let me just kind of close this off. I'm pretty much through. I'm out of time. Close to out of time. Well, I got a little bit more time. Let me read verse 5 again. And Joshua said unto the people, why waste 3 minutes, man? Verse 5, and Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves for tomorrow. Get yourself ready. Separate yourself. Cleanse yourself for tomorrow. The Lord will do wonders among you. And then he goes on, he says, to the people of God, there are some do's and don'ts. He lists a few of them here. We're saved by grace. We're not legalists. We understand that we're going to heaven because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We can't do anything. I can't pay enough money. I can't dress well enough. I can't talk well enough. I couldn't earn enough good work. There's no way. It's all of mercy. It's all of grace. It's all of Jesus Christ. And that's why I'm going to heaven, because I was born again into the family of God. But there are some do's and don'ts, and he gives them some instructions here in this next chapter. And he says, you do this, and you're going to be victorious. And there'll be battles. There'll be walled cities like Jericho. But I'll fight those battles for you. You just show a little faith. You just show a little fight. And I will bless. Some of you may be struggling with some of your kids. Man, don't give up on God. That's the last. He's the one you need. Man, don't stop doing the right things. He's the one you need. Honor him. Let him bless you. He'll get you ready for greatness. He'll get your kids ready for greatness. He'll get your home ready for greatness. You'll be a big part of Fundamental Baptist Church and what's going to happen here in the months to come and the years to come as the new lock starts construction in earnest and people are moving in. And I'm telling you, already God has given us, I say this humbly, maybe this shouldn't even be on the radio, and this is fine. If it isn't, we can cut it off. They'll edit it out. When I tell you we're like the flagship of the fleet, you got to understand, there's not very many churches in northern Michigan that are standing for the truth, except they're small and struggling and new and struggling. And they need a big sister to look up to. That's us. And they do. That's why they come to Old School. Do you know that Old School is the biggest gathering of fundamental preachers in Michigan? Do you know that? Man, in my mind, I'm always thinking southeast of Michigan and the Detroit churches and the Grand Rapids churches. I'm talking about New Testament pastors that are fundamentalists. And I don't mean real narrow either. I mean fundamentalists. It's the biggest gathering right here. God has given us a platform. I feel that responsibility. There's so much that needs to be done. As Moses was magnified and Joshua was magnified, you may not know this, and we don't want to ever get too big for our britches. Boy, that's a real danger. But this ministry has been magnified. There are old people, there are discouraged people, there are young pastors, there's everybody in between. When they think of New Testament Christianity, they're thinking of Fundamental Baptist Church. They come up to Old School, they think all of our services are like Old School. You know how that is. That's like those people that are going to retire and move to the UP. They're only up here in the summertime. They think it's summertime all year. They don't understand. The truth is, Fundamental's got some warts. The truth is, we got some boils and some burrs every once in a while, and you got to take care of it. We're made up of people. That's what it is. But if we'll stay humble and we'll honor God, if we'll get clean and we'll get praying and we'll get growing and we'll get bold, God will bless in ways that you cannot imagine. God will bless in your home like, I don't know, maybe it's been uphill for some of you for a little bit, and I know it has. It is for everybody at some point, but God will bless in ways that you never dreamed. The game's not over. See, the game's not over. Your kids are still alive. They're still here on this earth, right? The game's not over. You know how many people I've seen leave God and then come back over the years? Man, the game is not over. I want to encourage you. If you're having marriage trouble, you need to understand this. God is still on the throne, and God is going to continue to bless. If we don't turn to the right or turn to the left, just stay with the book. Just stay with the book. I'd like to end this with a big, powerful illustration, but I don't have one in my mind right now. So I'll end this by saying this. We have time and we have opportunity. Let's make it happen.
Thank you for listening to Good News from the Good Book, broadcast under the direction of Dr. Tim Rader, senior pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church in Kinross, Michigan. For more information, please visit our website at fbconline.net. We invite you to stay tuned for the next broadcast, when Dr. Tim Rader will bring you Good News from the Good Book.